This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is a little bit more than a lubrication. This is actually sort of a treatment. You can get the CLP, clean your weapon, with, you know, like it would be a really good solvent. Lubricate your weapon like it would be a really good lubricant. And treat your weapon in ways you just can't imagine. All metal parts, you can soak your weapon in Frog Lube. Check them out at froglube.com. President Trump concluded his second week as president last Friday. And prompted by virtually every utterance and action of this president, the never-ending demonstrations and delirium of the professional activist left, as well as the Democratic Party hierarchy and much of the mainstream media and the entertainment cabal, has produced perhaps the most memorable and entertaining fortnight in recent American political history, because they exist in a permanent state of hysteria. And it sort of appears this assemblage of left-wing factions is unaware that they are, at a minimum, 206 weeks remaining in the Trump presidency. And maintaining the current level of frenzy, well, that's going to, I mean, this, we're talking a whole lot of stamina there. And this sort of prompts me, as someone who has seen and studied various things like war demonstrations and studied them over time, and I've been on the planet now for 5.5 decades, to offer some observations and some helpful hints to these, the hysterical people. I have no earthly idea what the Women's March was about. There was little doubt that they didn't like Trump, but beyond that, it appears based on the rhetoric and signage that it was solely an exercise in finding as many crude ways as possible to expound on sexual activity and describe female naughty bits. I don't know if I was supposed to be shocked or embarrassed or moved by any of this. And I wasn't. I was actually sort of bemused as I thought back to those male chauvinist days back in the 70s when I was a teenager. I was a pig like everybody else. When we were berated, because per the feminists, we supposedly only viewed women as the sum of their bodily parts. And it now appears, based on the words of that pillar of intellectual prowess, Ashley Judd, that women are, in fact, the sum of their bodily parts. And by the way, congratulations, ladies. You have in public far exceeded whatever you think the barter or the banter regarding women is in the privacy of the male locker rooms. That was one of the things that, you didn't like Trump. You didn't like him about that. There aren't many options remaining beyond an endless cavalcade of public nudity for these feminist groups, because they pretty much plumbed the depths of everything else. And we'll be watching. I call it the feminist follies. That'll be next. They pride themselves on the so-called unprompted demonstrations and public disruptions while asserting that these protests are a mirror reflecting what they erroneously claim is a clear majority of Americans think about an issue. The reality is that all of these demonstrations are nothing more than an organized spontaneity to engender sympathetic media coverage, such as the near instantaneous demonstrations at airports when Trump announced his temporary suspension of refugee immigration from 7 Islamic nations. But this unthinking cabal always seems to choose for their protest venues and cities and areas with a populace sympathetic to the left, such as New York City. Hillary won that by 79%. She won 79% of that vote. Los Angeles, Hillary won 71% of that. Or Chicago, Hillary won 84% of that. Or on major college campuses. And all the while causing major disruption and hardship for the local residents as we watch, popcorn in hand. Now, on a helpful note, these agitators might want to have some sympathy for their fellow leftists and consider the waste of time and resources that organizing protests over pet social and political issues, about which the majority of us don't care about. At least in the 1960s, the civil rights movement and protesting and ineptly prosecuted in war in Vietnam had, that actually had public support. But the past two midterms in the 2016 election revealed that not only does the electorate find these demonstrations and their sponsors tedious and tiresome, but the tolerance of the citizenry for calculated mayhem is sort of worn thin. And as there is 42 months before the presidential election of 2020, the professional activist left might want to rethink their strategy and focus on changing minds and hearts rather than being idiots, which they have exceeded my expectations. Along those same lines, in the massive comeback after many years in limbo, Nazi and fascist are again the latest descriptive phrases for all of us and whoever disagrees with the left as well. But unfortunately, after 8 years of Barack Obama and the perpetual overuse in order to intimidate those opposed to his policies, that label racist is, we understand that's like a default position to go to. It doesn't mean anything. And it succeeded in fomenting fear and coercion for many decades, as racism or racist is essentially in the eye of the beholder and difficult to refute. But notwithstanding that Nazi is an abbreviation for National Socialist Deutsch Workers' Party, there are voluminous archives and images and film of their atrocities. Other than the fevered imagination of the brain-dead left, it is therefore an impossibility to successfully conflate any noteworthy American political or social entity with Nazism or its ideological parent, fascism, because that hasn't occurred here. Another helpful hint for the idiot left, rather than sitting around and regaling each other over their supposed brilliance, they might want to commission the tenured denizens of the university faculty lounges to come up with another memorable catchphrase to, you know, something new to vilify us with for the next 4 years. Because the old stuff isn't working. It did work. It isn't working. It's not going to work. Watching the Hollywood and showbiz glitterati obsessing over Trump was more amusing than what passes for entertainment nowadays. And, you know, I don't know if anybody besides Madonna takes her seriously. You know, amidst a profanity-laced speech, she claimed at the Women's March that she has thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House. Or Robert De Niro wanting to punch Trump in the face. If De Niro got close enough to Trump to punch him in the face and he reared back, the next time we see De Niro, he's going to be in a wheelchair. If Madonna tried to blow up the White House, the next time we saw Madonna would be on an autopsy table. And that's just the reality of it all. Guys, I mean, that's just the reality of it now. So I hope you guys are enjoying this. I'm enjoying this. But at the same time, as you process and press all of this stuff that you're trying to do and wanting to do and all these other things, I think you need to, like I said, consider who you're wanting. I mean, I don't mind if you tear up New York City. I don't mind if you tear up Los Angeles or San Francisco or Berkeley or Chicago. I really don't. Because sooner or later, what you're going to end up running into is the gangs. And then when you run into the gangs, that's really going to be, I mean, I'm going to need two boxes of popcorn. Two boxes. So, just realize I'm sitting back and I am watching. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, the LA Times wants to pretend that there's only 124 illegals out there out of between 11 and 20 million that endanger Americans. Sure, we'll be right back. We'll be right back. if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. This is, you know, this is an overall treatment for your weapon. unlike any other out there today. Check them out, froglube.com. Now then, getting back to the LA Times, there was an article warning that up to 8 million illegal aliens, immigrant criminals, and that's the sum of what they are, could be deported for breaking the law. And the LA Times has decided to throw some very fishy statistics around with it. They insisted that the White House insisted that it is intent on rooting out these who endanger Americans. Trump aides pointed to 124 people who were released from immigration custody from 2010 to 2015, who went on to be charged with murder. So what they're saying, what they're trying, the illusion they're trying to create is that only 124 illegal aliens, that's all, that's what's created the hullabaloo, because they're here and they're killing people here. And I don't know what they were charged with murder. Now, there's something a little odious about that. It is odious that our own government covered up the number of criminal aliens. And that's what we've had up to this point. That's what we've had. We had it with Lucy Napolitano when she was in charge of the Department of Homeland Security. We had it with Eric Holder. We had it with Barack Obama. We had it with Hillary Clinton. We've had it with, we have it with, well, you know, Lindsey Graham. We have it that way. So it is also odious, especially right now, since they're out there supposedly becoming champions and being the check against government, that the liberal leftist press supports the cover-up. Most odious of it all is the left acceptance of the collateral damage to the lives and safety of American citizens. And that means black, white, yellow, brown, plaid, it doesn't matter, beige, in the service of their open border agenda. Barack Obama himself personally canceled 75% of our bombing runs on ISIS because he insisted on avoiding civilian casualties in the Muslim population. That was a bad maneuver. That's why they say war is hell. That's why war should be resisted at all. And when you've got a population that presses for it, well, then you have to unleash hell. Now, to our leftist fellow citizens, American life has little worth here on our own home turf. The cost to Americans who are victims of murder and rape and violent assault at the hands of illegals, there's no way to calculate that. There's no way to quantify it, and that's totally unacceptable. But don't worry, because CNN told us not to worry. Of the 1 million detainer requests sent to police by ICE, only 8.6% were convicted of serious offenses. Now, doing a little bit of math, okay, that's 86,000 people. Now, I'm not sure that if these illegal aliens hadn't committed the crimes, that these would not have been done by Americans. And it doesn't make it better if it's done by Americans, but that's 86,000 illegal aliens convicted of serious crimes during Obama's last term. It's hard to get the facts because the government has purposely not kept statistics on the number of illegals in our federal prison system. Fox News reported in 2015 that a source for Immigration and Customs Enforcement said that comprehensive statistics on illegal immigrant crime are not available from the federal government and suggested contacting county, state, and federal jail and prison systems individually to compose a tally, a process that would encompass thousands of local departments. And some states don't track illegal immigration and crime, but they do withhold the specific numbers from the public out of the fear of backlash from the federal government or for political purposes. Now, if you do a Google search, most left articles claiming that illegals commit few crimes of any sort are out there in just all kinds of numbers. But Paul Bedard at the Washington Examiner, uncovered this. The U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency in 2015 decided not to deport but release 19,723 criminal illegal immigrants, including 208 convicted of murder, over 900 convicted of sex crimes, and 12,307 of drunk driving. And of those released into virtually every state and territory of America, there was a total of 64,197 convictions among them, for an average of 3.25 per. according to an analysis by the Center for Immigration Studies. ICE also said that the group were convicted of 8,234 violent crimes. That's more than the total of homicides in 2014. Out of these 64,000 cats. Is that right, 64? No, 19,000. 19,000 committed that. So, we've all heard of recidivism, and chances are high that they're going to re-offend. And according to the Bureau of Justice Statistics, approximately 71% of violent offenders, 77 are drug offenders, and 82 are property offenders who will be arrested for a new crime within 5 years from jail, of release from jail or prison. So in 1 year alone, 1,108 illegals who committed murder and sex crimes were released back into our population for an average of 3,600 crimes, and more than 700 could be expected to kill and rape again and again. So L.A. Times, I think they just made up that number of 124. I don't know where they got it. DHS states that it has identified 221,000 non-citizens in the nation's jails. That's 26.4% of inmates are non-U.S. citizens. Good try. Nice try. Didn't really work, though. Didn't really work. It doesn't really work. In Colorado state prison system, they're holding 2,039 at a cost of $37,958 per inmate. For a total cost in Colorado of $77,396,362. And the feds reimbursed them $2 million. So that's 2.7 cents for every dollar of actual cost. And that 2,039 are 14% of all state prison inmates in Colorado. But according to a poll, I do not know if this was taking pre-ashes and craters or post-ashes and craters, but a poll by the UC Berkeley, 74% of California residents want an end to sanctuary cities. So we got that going for us. So, hey, good stuff, good stuff, good stuff. When we get back, a bunch of anti-gun groups have come out in droves against Mr. Gorsuch because he's going to the Supreme Court. We'll be right back. Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com
and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. This is a treatment the likes of which you'll never see again. Going on your weapon, making it very combat effective. Trust me on that. I do it every day. Froglube.com. I remember when Chucky Schumer, prior to his dramatic turn, got out there and said that if Trump picked anybody outside of the mainstream, that he would never get confirmed as a Supreme Court justice because he was not going to allow that. Which, I have to admit, that's a whole lot of chutzpah, or whatever you would call it. That's a lot of, big wavos there. Yeah, I mean, it's just because you, pal, you inherited hell. Hell on the Potomac. You inherited a minority. The House hasn't been this low on Democrats since the 20s. And in 2018, 25 of your seats, 25 of the what is it, 48 seats that you have are coming up for grabs in the Senate. So we'll see. But in the meantime, one of the reasons Trump won was he intended to, and one of the reasons everybody voted for Trump instead of pantsuit was Antonin Scalia's vacancy. And Trump picked Judge Neil Gorsuch. Now, Trump understood what's at stake with this. There's currently 4 votes in the Supreme Court to overturn the Heller case and the McDonald case, and there will be a case that would come up before them to where they could take that up, without a doubt. No doubt about it. Given that Gorsuch has recognized that the Second Amendment is an individual right, it is expected that he would follow the Heller decision and the legacy of Scalia. Now, the defeat of Trump's nominee could mean that Scalia's seat would be held open by the minority until it could be filled by someone who is rabidly anti-gun. And that's exactly what they would like to try to do. This, of course, is not going to be allowed to stand. And what Schumer doesn't quite get, and you know what? Schumer has one of those 30-some-odd thousand carry permits in New York City. While he doesn't want you to carry a gun, he carries a gun. So, I admire the fact that Gorsuch has sometimes gone out on a limb on behalf of the right to keep and bear arms. He defended the Firearm Owners Protection Act. He stated in dicta that an individual should not be able to be convicted of a gun possession offense unless the person knew his actions were unlawful. So they try to tack all of this stuff on whenever they can, if they can. And Gorsuch understands the significance of the word knowingly, which was inserted into the Firearm Owners Protection Act of 1986. And we could say that Gorsuch, along with the 3-judge panel of Gaines, Perez, correctly discerned what the FOPA language meant. Now, Mike Hammonds at Gun Owners of America was the chief staffer in the U.S. Senate who helped draft the knowing language in FOPA, Mike Hammonds. And he worked in the Senate in the mid-1980s. He insisted on inserting the word knowingly into the bill to make sure that the innocent gun owners would not be convicted of possessing guns when they were unaware that they were prohibited persons. See, there's 2 types of prohibited persons that have guns on hand. There's the group that would come up on these no-fly lists. And on these, a lot of people are not on any prohibited list per se. They still get a false negative when they go through the background check process. Now, Gorsuch's correct understanding of the law would make a conviction harder because the government must prove that the accused gun owner, such as a military veteran suffering from PTSD, actually knows that he's violating the law. And it's that very case that convinces the anti-gun groups that they have to oppose Gorsuch. Now, USA Today says about these groups, they cite his role in Gaines, Perez, and other cases as reason for their opposition. Does anybody remember when Barack Obama got out there and said, "We won"? Do you remember that, Democrats? Do you remember how Obamacare got passed? Let's count how many Republican votes you got on that, shall we? You didn't get any because you pushed that through. The consequence of you winning all these elections and the presidency was... You got Obamacare, and you got 8 years to ruin the country. And now it is our turn. And the people of the United States gave this to Donald Trump, not the people of California. Okay? It's no wonder that the New York Times says that Gorsuch, if confirmed, would be the second most conservative judge on the court, second only to Judge Clarence Thomas, which is a great yardstick to be measured against nowadays. We need to understand that the goal of the opponents to Gorsuch, many of whom announced their opposition before his identity was known, does not spring from any judgment about his qualifications, which are excellent. In the post he now holds, he was voted for overwhelmingly by Democrats. He was confirmed 10 years ago without batting an eyelash by Democrats. Rather, these opponents are going to go after anybody, any nominee, until they can fill Scalia's seat with someone that will dismantle his legacy. Also of interest to us, Gorsuch is widely viewed as favoring an expansive interpretation of the Fourth Amendment, prohibiting unreasonable searches and seizures, which is that's a good thing, too. And he hasn't been perfect in his jurisprudence, but he's expected to narrowly limit police gun searches of your person, your car, or your home. He's also among the minority of conservative jurists who are also skeptical of what is called the Chevron deference, where judges tend to defer to agency interpretations. Gorsuch has said that this deference allows executive bureaucracies to trample upon people's constitutional rights. So here you have a moment. You have a moment where you can pick up your phone and you can call your senator today and you can say, confirm Gorsuch. Because like it or not, Democrats, that's going to happen. And you set the stage. I mean, McConnell, I'm not a big McConnell fan, I have to say, but McConnell he has been holding the line, and he got out there the other day and said he will be confirmed and we're going to go by the Reed standard. So if this is the hill, Schumer, where you're going to fall on your sword, so be it. You're going to set up the thermonuclear option, and that's going to happen. And then when that does happen, and Manchin is coming our way, there will be some Democrats that recognize what you're doing to the party. And overall, all of these senators, Republican or Democrat, they really like being senators. So when it all comes down to it, at the end of the day, they just want to be reelected to be senators. So there'll be a few of them in states that Trump won that are going to vote for Gorsuch. So you can sit there and posture all you like. It's really fine. It's fine. Have it your way, brother. This can be like Burger King, except we're not a drive-through window, and you're not going to get it the way you want it. So, one more time, I'm going to hand this back to Genesis Communications. When we get back, these protesters are just thugs. They're not snowflakes. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed, it does. Now, violence has always had a home on the political left. And while the left in America has been engaging in violence from at least the time of the late 1960s, the forces on the thuggish left became emboldened during Obama's tenure in the White House. So within the last year or so, they've become especially brash and merciless toward Trump supporters. And this came to a head, at Berkeley when protesters prevented Milo Yiannopoulos from delivering a planned speech. Mobs of the anti-Milo and the anti-Trump demonstrators were on the scene. No small number were self-described anti-fascists, clad in black with masks concealing their faces. And things turned feral as fires were lit and Molotov cocktails were thrown and property was destroyed. Officers were assaulted and innocents were tear gassed and beaten up with various weapons. And the police arrested in Berkeley nobody. Nobody. And while it's true that most of those on the left do not physically engage in violence, for two reasons, this is neither here nor there. It took 19 terrorists on September 11, 2001 to murder 3,000 innocent Americans while causing pain and suffering to many more. And within an hour or so, fewer than two dozen immigrants brought the country to a standstill and irrevocably altered its history. So a minority of rotten apples, however small it may be, can ruin the bunch. And second, those leftist Democrats in political office, the media, academia, and Hollywood, those who aren't literally initiating violence against innocents, are hardly off the hook. The rabble in the streets functions as their strong arm wing, the Democrats' foot soldiers. Those Democrats who object to this characterization of their relationship to the thugs, who explicitly disavow violence while qualifying their denunciations with the same anti-Trump vitriol that gave rise to the violence, want to have it both ways. And they're more than welcome to take it up with me if they don't like it. Democratic left's demonization of President Trump and his supporters. After all, it was Clinton who described half of those backing Trump, over 30 million Americans, as deplorable, created the climate of hatred and irrationality and thuggery that is now consuming cities and colleges, college campuses around the country. You know, when four black Chicagoans videoed themselves pummeling, torturing, and taunting their white, cognitively challenged victim while throwing the F-bomb and Donald Trump in the same sentence, a leftist colleague of a writer got out there, was quick to remark that it's highly unlikely that the guilty parties were really upset by Trump's election. And I suspect that he was probably correct. But equally quick in the response, if everybody's suspicions were correct, this would show only just how powerful the Democrats' anti-Trump rhetoric has been. For even those like the scum in Chicago who aren't politically engaged can't avoid being influenced by it. It's very much a mob mentality. Now, the Democrats who control the government, academic, Hollywood, media complex are like the proverbial person who runs into the crowded theater and screams fire. By demonizing the president and his tens of millions of supporters as racist and sexist and Islamophobic and homophobic and xenophobic, the nonviolent Democratic left aid and abet their more overtly thuggish counterparts on the streets. They need to also tell them that we're gun owners, though, because we're going to start ventilating a few of these guys. Because if you're going to attack people, one of the occupational hazards is perforation. So that's something to consider, thugs. It's one for them to disagree with the president. I disagreed with the president. It's another thing for them, entirely for them, in effect, to incite mobs to hurt innocent people. It is inexcusable for them to do anything other than unequivocally, routinely condemn the mob action. And they have not done this. When the Democrats renounce the violence of street punks while either refusing to acknowledge their role in their language, or inflaming it or rationalizing it, if not overtly justifying it by blaming the victim, they convict themselves. So to be clear, the Democratic Party and its apologists aren't really that bothered by the fact that riots are being executed as long as they're done for the sake of protesting Trump. Now, if we get out there and start popping, well, you know what? I hope that is not the case. I really do. And I guess it's really going to depend on where they go. Right? I mean, maybe the next one will be in San Francisco, and the Tenderloin District will get torched. I'll miss the Tenderloin District. I've never been there. I've heard it's nuts. If, but as long as they're doing it for the sake of protesting Trump, and it is those to their right that are being harmed, that's okay. And that is the message that anyone who is listening, me and you, and them must receive. So I may be overreacting, but it seems to me that this is not politics as usual. We're in a current situation that feels more like a civil war that's beginning to heat up than anything else. And the only problem is that while the deplorables, those who are not attacking innocents, police, private property, just won a major victory in defying, well, everybody, and electing Donald Trump, it is their side only that is all too often getting physically hurt. Now, in a future essay, there may be ways to propose for law-abiding, patriotic Americans to deal with those who would harm them. For now, we'd be well served to call to mind Confucius, whose doctrine of the rectification of names underscores the importance of calling things for what they are. Protesters or demonstrators do not act violently. Those who act violently for any reason other than self-defense are thugs and criminals and felons. And those who act violently in mobs are rioters. And those who act violently towards innocents for the sake of altering the direction of government or government policy are terrorists. So to reiterate, those leftists who've been wreaking havoc, those who call the leftist media call protesters, and who the right continually characterizes snowflakes and crybabies, are domestic terrorists. Were those who besieged the American embassy in Benghazi murdering four Americans, were they protesters or snowflakes? So anti-Trump terrorists haven't murdered anybody yet, but I don't know if that's for lack of trying. But that doesn't mean that their actions couldn't have easily resulted in the deaths of innocents, nor does it make their actions any less terroristic. And secondly, these terrorists are not anti-fascists. They're anti-American neo-communists or neocoms, militant leftists who want nothing less than the fundamental transformation of the United States from what it has always been into something more to the order of the utopian totalitarian order for their fevered egos' imaginings. And Most importantly, these anti-American neocon terrorists are also Democrats, if not formally or officially, then in spirit, for their ideas are essentially one and the same as those who've been greasing the wheels of Democratic politics for decades. So, we're going to have to adopt a new policy very soon, and it's very sad. I'll go back again to where it takes me, why it bugs me to feel this way.
Here is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering.
The only problem is that the ones that are suffering right now are people that haven't done anything to anybody. And very soon, if those people are in the right place, if they go to the wrong place for them, it's going to go the other way. That's where the suffering is going to be. And it never had to be this way. It really did not ever have to be this way. And it shouldn't be this way. But we will press on. We will press on. And we'll see where it goes. Tomorrow it's going to be the World According to Second Call Defense with NRA board member, CEO, and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. We'll be back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.